Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Knitting on the Run podcast. Today is April 4th, 2017. I'm recording the show a day late. I normally record on Monday afternoons when Thing 2 is taking his nap, but yesterday we treated the boys to a special surprise. We took the boys to a local indoor water park. My husband was away on business almost all of last week, so it was a nice treat for the whole family to get away for a day or two and go swimming after some really, really cold weather we had in March. For this week's recording, I am being joined by our cat, Dubs. If you hear the occasional meow or purr or a little sound of little padded feet walking around, that's why. He's currently sitting behind me purring towards the microphone, so you might be able to hear him. We'll see. I'm not sure I'll be able to edit that out. But here he is. Hi, Dubs. Yeah, you're going to be a good boy? Yeah, I hope so. This is going to be probably a rather short show this week, with my husband away almost all of last week. I didn't get a heck of a lot of work done. We'll start with whips. I did get a little bit more time working on that linen sweater I've mentioned. I finished the bust increases, and I'm nearly ready to split for the underarms, which is exciting. Since this is a short sleeve sweater, it will go really, really quick from here on in. I got a few more rows done in the Empire Top by Lily Go. I'm working on that in Frog Tree Peekaboo, which is a discontinued blend of bamboo and cotton. I'm still on the yoke, but when we went to check into Great Wolf Lodge on Sunday, we got there at just the wrong time, and the check-in line literally wrapped all the way around the lobby. And they have a really, really big lobby. So my husband took the boys somewhere around to run around for a little while, and I sat in line, or stood in line, for half an hour. Luckily, I happened to have the yoke of the Empire Top in my purse, so I worked on that and got a few drays done. Yay for purse knitting. I did start a new sweater. It's a new pattern I'm working on for my son. It's sort of inspired by fish, like a tropical fish. I got the bottom ribbing done, and I started the short row fishies. I'm working on that in Nev by Juniper Moon Farm. And hopefully it comes out well, because I'm really enjoying working with this. And now our second cat has joined us. Hi, Callie. We have two kitties. We have a 15-year-old female and about 8 or 9-year-old male. Yep, there she is. And they hate each other. So I'm really hoping they don't get into a cat fight while I'm recording, but do expect from meows from this point on. Last up in whips, I did swatch a couple things for myself. I swatched for the Copper Plate sweater by Elizabeth Doherty, which I love, but the yarn just didn't look good at the gauge. I need to find a different yarn, so we scrapped that one. I also swatched for the Even Flow cardigan by Hohe Locatelli, and once again, it didn't work. That pattern is a really interesting stitch pattern. It's sort of almost cabled, but not quite. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, you cable one stitch. You don't do a true cable. It's really pretty, and I can't wait. Someday I will make this cardigan for myself. It's gorgeous. It just did not look good in the yarn I was trying to work on it with. Next up in stash, I mentioned I was working on a new sweater for my son in Juniper Moon Farms Nev. That is brand new to me. I have 3 skeins of it. I've got the color names are actually numbers that are completely undescriptive. So I have a beautiful bright sea blue, a spring green, and sort of a dark peachy color. This yarn has a chainette construction instead of being plied, and I'm really finding it a joy to work with, and it knits up beautifully. And lastly, for acquisitions, I got my very first dress form mannequin. Really excited about this. I've never had one before. I'm really looking forward to using it to finish off my pieces and do those final finishing touches. And I'm hoping, honestly, that it will help me with my design work. I mean, when you grade a pattern, you use mathematical formulas to some degree. And that's one thing, but seeing it actually on a body shape and adjusting the numbers that way is just so much more accurate for getting your sizing accurate. Next up is a new segment, one I'm sure most of us can appreciate. I think I'll be calling it Knitting Fail. Yep, I had some fun failures this week. I'm probably not the only one out there, but I know with my husband being away most of the week, my brain was not quite its normal self. I screwed up the garter stitch edging on the Empire Top that I mentioned earlier. I had to frog 2 rows, redo those. It was just too many stitches to go drop down and tweak, so I undid 2 rows and then re-knit them. And then screwed it up again a little bit later, but it wasn't too far along, so I could just tink back about, 30 stitches and then redo those. So, yeah. Garter stitch. Who knew? You can screw up garter stitch. And then my epic fail for the week was epically knitting group fail. I went to knitting group on Saturday morning, and I'd started a swatch for the Even Flow sweater that I mentioned earlier by Hohi Locatelli, and I brought it to the knitting group, and I finished up the swatch, and the yarn just didn't look good at the gauge. You know, I'd done 3 inches. I normally try to do at least a 4x4 swatch, but it wasn't working, and I knew, you know, the writing was on the wall. I did the last inch. It wasn't going to work. So I put that away and went to pull out the linen sweater that I've been working on, and I had taken the interchangeable needles off the cable to swatch for the copper paint sweater by Elizabeth Doherty the night before. And I'd left those needle points at home, hadn't put it back on the cable or put it back in the needle holder, which I'd brought with me, but I didn't have the size 4 needle I needed. So, yeah, epic failure there. So I decided to start working on that fishy sweater that I'd mentioned a couple times previously. Bought the Nev yarn in the Loop, a local yarn store here that I love, and pulled that out and worked on that at knitting group instead. There's nothing like buying yarn, swatching it in-store, and casting on immediately, huh? Oh well, at least I've got a new sweater that I've been working on, you know, that I've been really thinking about for months and months and months, and wanting to work on it, and wanting to work on it in this yarn, so it's not the end of the world, but yeah. Batted 1,000 that day, didn't I? So, for upcoming events, the morning of April 8th, next Saturday, I will be at Webb's. If anyone's in the area, let me know. And then on April 30th, I will be attending Stitches United in Hartford, Connecticut. I will be there only on the Sunday. I'll be taking a class in the afternoon and at the market in the morning. If you're going to be there, you give me a shout-out on Ravelry or Instagram or whatever and let me know. I'd be more than happy to meet up. And that brings us to the end of our show. Like I mentioned, this is going to be a short show. I did not get a lot of stuff done last week. Didn't have a heck of a lot of free time to myself being alone with the boys, but hey. And on the run, our last segment for today. Really haven't done much this week. I actually went to the doctor last week. I mentioned I was having some strange heel pain. No, it's not plantar fasciitis. It's in a different part of the heel. Turns out I have bursitis in my heel. Both of them. I didn't know you could get bursitis in your heels, so learn something new. That's good at least. But I start physical therapy tomorrow. Fingers crossed all goes well. I'll find out tomorrow what I can and cannot do. And that's the end of the show for this week. Hope you have a great week ahead. Make sure you get some knitting in. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Knitting on the Run podcast. Show notes can be found at knittingontherun.podbean.com. You can contact me on Facebook at Windswept Designs, on Instagram as Windswept Knits, on Twitter as Windswept DES, or by email at podcast@windsweptdesignsonline.com.